Phoenix FM. It's day two of the New Rise Festival. Here with Tom Walker, and it's the first time you've been here, even not even in its old guise as such.
Yeah, no, I've never been here before, but looks like a really, really good setup, so I'm excited about the gig. It's nice slot as well, 7:30, so yeah, it's good.
And I mean, you're used to touring, and you've got a tour going on at the moment. I think I've just talking, this is the last of your UK dates before going to the States and then coming back to the UK. So it's a nice way to finish here as well.
Yeah, it's decent. I think we did our last kind of non-radio event festival yesterday, which was open air in Switzerland. So I was literally in Switzerland this morning and then flew back today for the gig, and it's a kind of last. I think we've got another two kind of UK festivals, but this is the last hurrah before we go away and then come back. So yeah, I think we've just done 35 in a row, something like that. So yeah, it's been hectic.
You have to love it though.
Yeah, it's been amazing. Yeah. Yesterday was like one of the best days of my life. I met the lead singer from Fat Freddy's Drop. Fat Freddy's Drop are one of my favourite bands of all time. And a couple of them were watching my set from the side of the stage. I've got a song called Blessings. And it's in the song, it's What a Time to Be Alive. Fat Freddy's on the Drop on Spotify. And he was literally there watching it, and I gave him a shout out. And then afterwards came up and thanked me for the set and said it was awesome and asked me for a picture. And I was like, as if you know who I am. I've been listening to your music for like the last bloody, I don't know, like 7 years or something. As if you know, I couldn't believe it. So it was one of those days yesterday that was like, wow, this is why you do it.
But then you say as if you know who I am. I mean, there are going to be people here who are thinking, wow, I'm on the same stage as Tom Walker.
Yeah, but he it's hard to comprehend that. I don't really think like that, because it all feels so new to me, because time's just running away with itself. Like, I've been doing this 3 years now, and it is getting to a point where Rag and Bone Man watched my set the other day, and I was just thinking, and then the other day I ended up meeting Jamie Oliver somehow and like playing this few songs at a dinner for him, and I was just turned around and I was like, how have I managed to do this? Like, how is this actually happening? It's crazy.
But you cite Rag and Bone Man. I mean, 2 years ago I was backstage at Stand and talking to Rag and Bone Man, and people were just walking by him. No one knew who he was. So it can happen that quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's been like a horse out the gate in the last couple of months. It's been nuts, and I've just found out we're going to like Mexico for a couple of days, and then we're doing Australia. The single started moving in New Zealand. We've got a UK tour, European tour, US tour, and then also I've had to finish the album, and we're putting that out soon on the 19th of October. It's called What a Time to Be Alive.
So, which you've already mentioned the lyric.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what it's so cool that it came full circle, that it was What a Time to Be Alive, Fat Freddy's on the Drop, and then I actually called the album that and then met him. Yes, I don't know. It's just the universe is a weird place, I think. And the stars are kind of aligning for me at the moment. It's nice.
But it's really weird, because if people want to find out about your music, I mean, where do people go these days? The government streaming services like Spotify. I've counted, I mean, even Just You and I is 52 million plays. But I mean, the big one that everyone probably talks about is Leave a Light On.
Yeah. I mean, it's just gone stratospheric, that song. it's nuts. You know, when I first got my first album, which I think was the Bob the Builder soundtrack, classy album. Can you imagine thinking that somebody would listen to one of the songs on that 127 million times or whatever it is? Like, it's just,
I counted 132 now you're up to on Spotify with that.
Yeah, it's hard to comprehend, you know what I mean? And yeah, very, very fortunate, I think. That's what it is. I mean, I do work hard, and I'm not saying I'm not talented, but also it's right place, right time, I think.
Yeah, and there are, and I mean, we were saying earlier, the rise of the streaming services. I mean, 2 or 3 years ago, not everyone was streaming as such. Now, it goes without saying, people are streaming in their cars. Yeah. That's where you're getting those plays up, isn't it?
Yeah, but interestingly, I heard that Rag and Bone Man did something like, I think it was like 40% physical on his album. So like, people are still going out and purchasing CDs and vinyls, and people have started, like George Ezra just did his last album and did a version on tape. I'm like, who's even got a tape player anymore? So I think it's both ways. Like, people, streaming's really convenient, isn't it?
Yeah.
and radio is super convenient, but also it's nice to just sit at home with like a vinyl and look at the inside sleeve and all that stuff. So I think people want a bit of both, which is cool.
And people want to collect a physical copy, and they can, if they wish, get a vinyl version of what you release then.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're doing vinyl. I think we're doing coloured vinyl, heavyweight standard vinyl, CD. I don't think we're going to do tape, but don't take it out of my mouth. We'll see what the label is saying.
Exactly. If there's a few quid in it, then you'll do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's just mad. Like I wouldn't be able to play my own tape. You know, I made an album on a tape that I couldn't even play it.
It is weird though. When you're talking about this and you're talking about other artists, I mean, you probably had advice from them as well. I mean, working with the likes of George Ezra and touring with, say, the Script in the States, You must get advice from them in terms of what works and what doesn't.
Yeah, well, the Script, they went on tour with them in America and they were so lovely, man. They took us in like that. We were family. It was nuts. And they were just the nicest lads ever. But George Ezra also said something to me many years ago at a New Year's Eve occasion where I randomly bumped into him. And I was just like, look, and this was before I'd even got signed or anything. I was just starting out. I said, look, have you got any advice for me, like what I should be looking for in the industry and what I should do? And he was like, the only advice I can give to you is it's nice to be nice, so be nice. Yeah. And I was just like, yeah, you're right. And the Script are the same. You should. They treat everybody on the crew like, you know, they would like their mother. You know, it's like, I think that's the way to do it. Be nice, and because like, why would you do this at the end of the day if you didn't enjoy it? Like. I think people see the glitz and the glamour, but there's a lot of sacrifice. You don't get to see your mates a lot. You don't get to see your family a lot, but it is one of the sickest jobs in the world. And if you're not enjoying it, then don't do it.
Yeah. And I mean, we were saying yesterday backstage here at the festival, it's fantastic. Everyone was lovely. It doesn't matter who you're talking to. And it's just such a nice community, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's wicked. It's cool because I've been doing the circuit for a bit now, so I'm starting to see more and more familiar faces each time round. Like I already bumped into like three people on the way in that I've already known from other festivals. But yeah, it's really nice, and I think most people are very, very nice and getting on with their days and just doing their thing, you know what I mean, backstage, which is always really cool.
And you're loving it, which is the most important thing. Look, I mean, your plans going forward, it's non-stop, isn't it, really? It's, you know, we're in this game as such, you're like an author thinking a few books ahead, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I mean, the album's definitely the big thing. We'll see what happens, because that's the thing in this game. It's like you never know what's going to happen. Like, I've been in label meetings with several different people, publishers, labels, and with the invention of streaming and that, I think everybody's a bit unsure about what's going on and you know what to do with new artists these days. But I've been really fortunate with my label. They've been really incredible to me, Relentless Records, and yeah, I think it's, we'll see. I don't know, but I'm just going to live every day like it's the last day of me doing this, because I absolutely adore it, and long may it continue.
Well, look, if anyone listening wants to find out more of what's going on, you're all over social media, aren't you? Twitter and Instagram, everywhere else. So what's the best way for them to find out where those plans are going?
My website, iamtomwalker.com, and then my handle on all social media is @iamtomwalker, all one word. So if people want to check out my socials or my website or my tour dates or whatever, it's all in there, one place.
Oh, Tom Walker, thanks so much for speaking to us here at Phoenix FM.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me.